So finding ourselves a position where we can do this practice for the next 15 minutes. We want to do a simple practice where we try and perceive and connect with our essence. We could call it our essential nature. While some of us that may very naturally connect with this part of ourselves, other people may need more guidance. Our essence is a very natural energy that we have. Simple. It's childlike. We start by relaxing the physical body. We start by relaxing the nervous system. Releasing any tension that we are holding in any part of the body. Becoming aware of it. Releasing it. It's very helpful to work with the breath. Take some deep breaths. And with that, we let all the events of past and all the events in the future to just go. Until it's us, ourselves, our breath, our heartbeat, and in this point of relaxation, of serenity, is where we often find the essence. Essence, also called our consciousness. It is not a mental process, it's not an emotional feeling, it's just a way of being, very natural, simple, happy and free way of being. It is happy in the moment. It is not worrying about the past, what happened today, going over it again and again. It's not concerned with that because it is of the past and not in the present. It's not concerned with what will happen after this practice either. And it's happy and it's content with just being in this moment. course, it's hard to focus on the essence and all these other thoughts and feelings want to come in and take our attention, bring us back into time, into relativity and duality. That's why we learn, or we refer to the term of isolating the essence. So when we do these practices, that is what we're learning to do, is to focus on that essence. It's always a great way to start a meditation practice. We feel we keep getting caught up in the thoughts of the day, just again going back to the breath. With every exhalation, allowing those thoughts to blow away. Trying to establish our center of gravity in our essence. If it helps, we can work with the imagination, see the essence as a spark of light. Helps, we can try and perceive that ourselves as a child, reflecting on how we were and how different we perceived life when we were younger compared to when we were older. And the more we can do these practices, the more we can see how we can really overcomplicate life. To trust in the essence is also to trust in the other parts of our being, our Divine Mother, the Divine Father, but are there. mentioned before, even that process of physical death, and we feel we're alone. We're never alone. Essence helps put everything back in place, realigns ourselves with our true values, with our true purpose, which we may not even know what it is, but we trust that what we're doing in our life is going to get us there. So before we end this practice, taking a few deep breaths. Trying not to lose that connection with the essence. It's not something that is just for a practice. We try and connect with it in any moment we can throughout the day, particularly before bed. And upon waking, I think, are the best times. Start the day in a good foot, and to end the day, and also prepare for the night work or any astral travel if we are so inclined.